Once again, it's time for our Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM. For this Tuesday afternoon, Tienes Janssen van Rensburg back in studio with some rather exciting news. Tienes, welcome, our friend.
Thank you.
Delving into the medical field with regards to technology and what is happening. And it looks like there could be potentially some really good news pertaining to cancer.
We know this is the biggest affliction we as human species is facing at the moment, and it's the number one cause of death above a certain age. And we've been looking for a cure for cancer, quote-unquote, for decades, and we don't think we're going to be there yet. But, you know, any advancements in this field is a great step
forward. However small.
Exactly. Yeah. And it looks like there has been a step made, but it's still very early days. So over at Stanford Medicine, researchers have discovered a new breakthrough that could lead to new treatments of actual cancer cells. And the way that they're doing it is they're altering the genomes of bacteria and skin-based microbes to fight the cancer cells. So they swab these microbes off of mice with cancer, and they put that through their gene splicer, essentially. They change the genome of that bacteria, and then when they reintroduce that bacteria to the mice, it actually treats the tumors itself, and it has dissipated in their early studies, which is a major breakthrough.
This is super, super exciting. I know this is one of those topics, you know, where you don't want to give like false hope with regards 100%. To anything, whether treatment or anything pertaining to cancer, but I mean, something like this, I mean, it is just a little bit of a ray of light upon this issue which affects us as a society globally. And as you likely said, I mean, there's so many people in our day and age. I mean, every one of us knows somebody that has been affected by cancer. So essentially, what is the kind of timeline, if I can put it like this, for something like this going forward and coming out into the public?
Yeah, again, this is very, very early days. This is the first research paper that's been published that outlined these results. There's going to be more rounds of testing on mice and rats and other rodents. And only after that, you know, we'll see kind of what that timeline looks like. We're talking, you know, 5 years at least to get to a place where they can think about human trials. But it's fascinating that this process has actually worked. And the way that it works is the bacteria that have been altered introduce a new protein that stimulates the immune system of that mouse or the rat to target very specific tumors. So it can be fine-tuned according to what exactly is going on in that tumor, which is fascinating because all of our current treatments are, you know, broad-based. We have to cut it out, or, you know, chemo is it's a very blanket approach. So if there are treatments coming that actually targets very specific tumors and those types of tumors, like, this could be a major step forward.
Absolutely,
for us.
Absolutely, and less impactful on the patient's body.
Exactly.
If you think about that. You know what? I think this is fascinating. I'm just thinking now while I'm listening to this, imagine being that scientist and stepping into his shoes and seeing this happen in front of your own eyes. Can you imagine what goes through your head? I mean, it must be mind-blowing.
Yeah, and again, they shouldn't get ahead of themselves.
That's the thing.
Keep grounded and, you know, just keep pushing with the research, and hopefully in 5-10 years, this is something that will help the human species as a whole.
No, hats off to those incredible ladies and gents in the labs and doing their best. Thank you very much, Tienes. I think that's exciting news, even though, you know, there's still some timeline ahead of us. Awesome. Man, that is very exciting. That's your Tech Talk for this Tuesday afternoon. Net hier op Smile FM.